Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in. Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000. Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do, going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day, the governorship and state assembly elections are in 4 days' time. I'm very happy to hear, so happy to hear that so many of you are coming out to vote no matter what, and you are ready to make sure that there are no irregularities at your polling unit. Lagos, I'm so happy to hear it. I'm so proud that so many people are saying, oh, more, we must vote. Yeah? And we know what to expect. Because here's the thing. You now know that INEC staff may not show up on time. So that means you now know that you will charge your phone overnight. You will come with power bank. You will come with food so that you can stay for long. Maybe you and your neighbor will now arrange to hire chairs and canopy so you're comfortable while you're waiting. Like, the thing about people showing their hand is that you can only show your hand once. You show your hand the first time, people don't sabi the dance step. They go follow you dance to dance. So these are some of the things that people are planning to do. So again, if INEC on the day of election doesn't show up at your polling unit on time, you call us, just like Jimmy Disu was doing on election day on February 25th. We'll give you the numbers of the electoral officers of your unit, and you can call them and disturb them until they get there. Because voting is your right. It is your birthright to vote. It is your fundamental human right to vote. Apart from it being your right, it's also your duty. It is your civic duty. And don't be afraid of violence, because the larger the crowd of law-abiding voters at a unit, the harder it is for thugs to come and do anyhow. Because they fear crowd. They fear say if they do anyhow, they will see anyhow. So come out in your numbers. Stay there. Huh? Stay there in your numbers. They can't do shishi. Because the thing about thugs is that once they come and they see plenty face go fear face, you know, and they can't stay in one place for long. And remember, Lagos has 13,000 polling units. They can't be at all 13,000. The disruptions we saw on the 25th were at about 500 polling units. See, they don't even reach. They don't reach. You understand what I mean? So 500, you still have how many thousand left? You understand what I'm saying? Like 12,500 plus left. You know what I'm saying? So, my dear, go and vote. Go and vote for whoever you want to vote for. You have 16 options in Lagos. 16. Go and vote. Now, when you are done voting, INEC staff may not upload your unit result on BVAS. Don't worry. Don't get frustrated. You now know that you can tell them, okay, offload it offline. Abi, you now know that if they say it's not uploading, or yeah, send it offline. You have offline option. You know you can now tell them. And you also now know that before you even start accreditation and voting, they must show you the GUBA and the assembly code for the GUBA and assembly portal. So that we will not hear story. We can upload as assembly. We cannot upload presidential. Before they start, they should make sure they have the two codes. Otherwise, problem. Just don't get frustrated. Be peaceful. Remember, the power is yours. Go and exercise that power peacefully on Saturday in 4 days. Second hard fact of the day. Lagos, 300 units. That's how much blood Lagosians donated to save the victims of the bus train collision. 300 units. I'm so proud of you, Lagos. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for being your brother's keeper. Thank you for coming together to save each other. I'm so proud. Well done. And third hard fact of the day, 185. That's the number of major incidents nationwide that the police are investigating from the February 25th election. The police also have 203 suspects in custody. That's what Inspector General Usman Baba said to us. He has also asked all state police commands to wrap up their investigations, forward the cases to INEC for prosecution, because INEC has its own legal department that usually prosecutes cases where the Electoral Act is violated. Now, I have a question for you. Do you believe that the police should be forwarding these cases to INEC for prosecution? Are you satisfied with INEC's track record of prosecuting electoral malpractice since 1999? Do you believe that they're the ones who should be prosecuting this? Or do you believe that other prosecutors should take more of an interest in election cases as well? So departments of public prosecution at state level, the Attorney General of the Federation at federal level, do you think that they should be the ones taking an interest in electoral malpractice cases? Has INEC been an effective prosecutor of electoral crimes, or have they been an obstacle? You can answer that question at any time today. If you're here for the first time, you're here alongside 1 million Lagosians. They cannot be wrong. Thank you for listening to Hard Facts. I've got a great show for you, starting with the big three. Let's talk about CBN finally telling the banks to accept and dispense the old Naira notes. Then let's talk about Tinubu supporters protesting against Obi supporters, possibly protesting. I know that one is a head scratcher. It's definitely a candidate for Nawa story of the week, right? And then let's talk about NRC promising to build flyovers and overpasses at railway crossings. Chukwudi will bring you community report from 4 o'clock. On the big hard fact, let's talk about the Guba race here in Lagos. Some opposition candidates have endorsed Sanwo-Olu, while GRV has unveiled his plan for his first 100 days. He has some really interesting things on that list. After the news at 6 o'clock, it's the step down. But on the step down today, we're going to talk to Funsho Doherty. Funsho Doherty is the ADC Guba candidate. Don't miss that interview. As usual, we'll have news updates at the top of every hour for you. But let's get started with today's big three. Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
This is the big three.
The big three
on hard facts
on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
What did the CBN's delay to obey the Supreme Court cost Nigerians? Can protesters protest against protesting? And should the NRC have built overpasses at railway crossings before now? Those are the big three. Lagos, let's talk. The CBN has finally told banks that the old Naira notes are still legal tender. That's our first story. It's a story you've been talking about all day on Nigeria Info because it's a really big story. The central bank put out a circular saying that it's obeying the Supreme Court judgment from the 3rd of March. The CBN said it's doing this, quote, in compliance with the established tradition of obedience to court orders and sustenance of the rule of law principle that characterized the government of President Muhammad Buhari, end quote. Of course, the question is, why did this tradition of obedience to court orders take 10 days to kick in? What changed between March 3rd and March 13th? Was it because the presidency came out yesterday to say, look, the president is not the one telling the CBN to disobey the court? Is that why the CBN suddenly had to act? Because it no longer had cover from Aso Rock? Is that why suddenly the CBN took action after 10 days? 10 days. And in those 10 days, what damage has been done to the economy, to businesses, to lives? Now, it's one thing for the CBN to give this order, but it's another thing for the order to be feasible. Let me tell you what I mean. Where are the old Naira notes? Because remember, and I've been singing this song ever since it started, ever since they announced the redesign, Nigerians have been returning their old notes to the bank. Okwaya? Abi? Shebi? They've been returning their old notes to the banks, and the banks have been returning the old notes to CBN. Right now, the amount of cash in circulation fell from 3.2 trillion naira to around 1.3 trillion naira. All those notes have gone back into the CBN. Will the CBN re-release those notes? If the CBN will not re-release those notes, will this announcement make any difference in the streets? If there are no old notes for people to spend, it will make vendors more willing to accept the old notes, definitely. So that's good. But I think we really need to ask questions about whether the announcement will improve things unless the CBN releases some old notes. Do you think that the CBN's delay to obey the court order has cost Nigerians? Lagos, talk to me. 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. Women, call me on 01465-7190. If after everything we still ended up here, Lagos, do you believe that this policy has achieved anything significant? Can this announcement by itself make a difference, or must the CBN also release some old notes? 01465-7190, that's for women. 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello, Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, what's your name, ma'am?
How are you today?
I'm okay.
It's happiness for me, Kodu.
Happiness, welcome.
Yes. First thing first, I want to be appreciated for always encouraging us to come out despite all we see all around us, but you always encourage us every day to come out on the 18th. God bless you so much.
Thank you.
You and Chief Andy, God will bless you so, so much.
Thank you. Okay.
Sandra, for your question, our leaders, in fact, they always apologize, a big apology. And I know they will not apologize. I know they will not apologize. To me, they are confused people. They are really confused. I just pray that God will heal our land. Enjoy your day, Sandra.
Thank you, happiness, for calling. All right, let's talk to you. 99.3. Hello. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
How you doing?
Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, Sandra, I just come out from the bank now. They were giving old notes.
Okay.
Yeah, UBA.
That's good. How much did they give you?
That's good.
How much did they give you?
They say you can take 20,000 and then for a week, 100,000.
Okay, so back to the normal limit that was there before.
Yes, exactly. Yes, exactly.
That's good.
So just the information I want to give.
Thank you very much for calling to share it. Okay, all right. So we have one. Oh, I should have asked him which of the UBAs so people can go there if they have accounts to collect. 99.3, hello. Hello, good afternoon. How you doing?
Hello.
Are you standing near a transformer? Hey, no, that's a really noisy call. You're going to have to give us a call back, okay? 99.3, hello. Hello? Oh, sorry about that. Call back if you can. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name, ma'am?
I'm Esther.
Welcome, Esther. Talk to me.
To be honest, I myself, I didn't even know it was this bad. Maybe because I've been cashless for a while. I feel like if you're driving in Lagos, you'll be cashless without knowing it because, you know, you're using your card for most of the things. Until the day I went to Aja Market, I wanted to buy foodstuff. That was when I knew that, this country is in problem. But then my house girl, our uncle, slumped and died because he was trekking home from work.
Oh no!
And I feel like we don't even know how bad this thing is. We're just saying, yeah, there's no money. But people with health issues are even having it's very, very hard. And that thing, I really felt bad. I'm like, if this man was not Nigerian, he would still be alive. So it's not even about them apologizing. That's even the least. Nobody wants your apology. You just do the right thing. Because people are suffering. People have money, but they can't eat. People have money, they can't enter buses because they don't have cash. And they have money sitting in the bank. It's just very sad that nobody is even holding anybody accountable. It's very, very sad. people that have money now, they can look for places that they will travel to till this madness is over. But what of the people that cannot travel anywhere? People that are losing their lives because of this, it's very, very sad. If they are listening, whatever they are doing is very, very wicked. And God will never let this go unpunished. That's just all I have to say.
Esther, that's saying a lot. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
How you doing? What's your name, ma'am?
I'm fine. My name is Omo from Majek.
Welcome, Omo from Majek. Talk to me.
Fine. Yesterday, I felt it so hard when I went to market yesterday. Nobody collect transfer. I want to eat. I cannot even see any money to eat. So come home. I have to be begging people 500, and nobody can even give me 500 naira. Mm. And a lot of businesses have shut down. People have died. How will those people start up again? They are not even thinking about that. Well, anything they like, let them do, we will survive. Mm. Thank you very much, Sandra, for still giving us the courage to go out on Saturday, because you are the one that said we should go out last. I went, and today I've vowed that I don't want to vote, but since I heard what you said, now we go out and vote.
Good. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, and based on the INEC, you said would then leave them to do the judgment or what? Sorry, please come again.
INEC? I didn't talk about INEC.
Yes, no, to persecute the...
Yes, should INEC be the ones who are persecuting people that do electoral malpractice, or should it be other people?
Okay. Mm. People that we cannot even trust with our vote. So there should be the one now. No, I don't support that, because okay. There is nothing that will come out of it. Since I've not even had anybody that they've persecuted anyway.
Mm. Okay.
But we will come out in our numbers and vote this time again.
Good.
Thank you.
I love hearing that. Thank you very much. We've got Obinna Don Martins on Facebook, who says, I collected 5K today with ATM at Access Bank. Till I die, I will never forgive Buhari and his government for the hardship they brought to poor Nigerians. Posterity will never forgive them. Obinna, thanks for your message. Adekoya. David says, why is it that... there's hate speech against innocent like INEC. Okay, whosoever rigged among them shall not be established in Jesus' name. Amen. Even in the future election. Okay, Adekoya, where's the hate speech against INEC? Is it on, maybe on Facebook? I haven't read it yet. We've got Muhammad Kwazim Abdul Latif. Who says, Sandra, do you know that midnight hunger can make you think of food you wasted in years back? That is the story of my life for the past 2 months now, where you have to open your bank app before you start to eat in canteen, or else they will turn you to waiter. Honestly, posterity will never forget Malami and Emefiele. Okay, that's on Facebook. Let's go to WhatsApp now. On WhatsApp, this message is from Queen Esther. Queen Esther says that she was very sick last 2 weeks. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that you were ill. I do hope that you feel better. Duncan in Ijegun says, Sandra, after all said and done, it's obvious that someone hadn't applied any common sense in the face of all these troubles. It is very glaring that this whole Naira redesign policy was a real waste of time, waste of money, waste of resources, waste of lives. It's such a pity what has befallen a country like ours. Duncan, thank you for your message. Adams says, Buhari CBN simply used this policy to punish middle and lower class Nigerians. Don't know why protesters are not protesting against Obi and his followers who haven't even protested yet. We'll get to that story when we come back from this break. Let's take a look at other messages from WhatsApp. Kelly says, is CBN really okay like this, huh? After all the suffering, huh? This wickedness, please go and announce it. This is pure evil and wickedness. People were made to suffer for nothing. Kelly, thank you for your message on WhatsApp. We've got this message here. You didn't leave your name, but you say that on February 7th, I sent a message saying, apart from sleeping at ATMs and staying on long lines, have you thought of other ripple effects of this naira scarcity? People dying for not being able to pay for medicals, etc. And days later, things started to happen and no one will be held accountable as usual. It's Nigeria where anything goes. Lives lost, businesses shut down. Everyone will just forget about it as time goes on. Until another tragedy happens again. Thank you for your message. You didn't leave your name though, but thanks for your message. Okay, we'll take a break. When we come back from this break, some supporters of Bola Tinubu took to the streets to protest against supporters of Peter Obi possibly taking to the streets to protest. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Every moment.
Welcome back to your number one talk news and sports station. This is Nigeria.
Some supporters of Bola Tinubu took to the streets to protest against supporters of Peter Obi possibly taking to the streets to protest. That's our second story. Remember on Sunday, the Obi Dati campaign promised to launch nationwide protests if INEC doesn't finally obey the tribunal order and let them inspect election materials. Then on Monday morning, Peter Obi himself said he'll file contempt of court charges against INEC. And then on Monday afternoon, INEC said, no, nah, why on, kulu temper, we're obeying. And here on Hard Facts, we talked about whether INEC was finally complying because they wanted to avoid those protests and that contempt of court charge. Well, this group of Tinubu supporters seem to think so. But they seem to feel like it's a bad thing. The group calls itself the Natives. And here's what they had to say in Abuja.
Our demands is very simple. Nobody should come and intimidate the Supreme Court of Nigeria. This is our land. It is our country. We have a say in this country.
Yes, sir.
And above all, this is our government.
Yes, sir.
Nobody can gang up to attempt to intimidate our government. We have been patient enough. Having said this, we call on the security agents to say thank you for not doing the work that people thought you do. They thought you always rig elections. You stayed with us in this election free and fair. The president, for not misusing his power, he stood with us and he conducted elections free and fair.
The Natives staged a protest in Abuja yesterday. And at the protest, they accused the Obi Dati campaign of trying to intimidate the judiciary by protesting. Now, if the Natives also... The Natives believe that a pro-Obi protest will intimidate the judiciary to favor Obi. If they believe this, shouldn't they also believe that a pro-Tinubu protest will intimidate the judiciary to favor Tinubu? If the Natives believe that a pro-Obi protest will intimidate the judiciary to favor Obi, shouldn't they also believe that a pro-Tinubu protest will intimidate the judiciary to favor Tinubu? And if so, were they trying to intimidate the judiciary? Personally, I say no. You know our position here on Hard Facts. We stand with the law of the land. And the law of the land says that every Nigerian has a right to protest. And there's nothing wrong with a protest as long as it is not violent, as long as it doesn't destroy property. So the Natives definitely had a right to protest. But doesn't that also mean that the obedience, who haven't protested, I should add, will also have the right to protest if and when they decide to copy the natives? Meanwhile, the presidency has said that the presidential elections were the most credible so far and that the government deserves credit for that. Garba Shehu said these elections improved on past elections and that the technical issues did not undermine its credibility. Do you agree? 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. Women, 01465-7190. Do you agree with the natives, Lagos, that if obedience decide to protest, they'll be intimidating the judiciary? Or do you believe that obedience would simply be exercising the same rights that the natives themselves exercised yesterday in Abuja? Do you agree with the presidency that these elections are an improvement on past ones? And yes, you can talk to me about that first question. What do you think about INEC's track record with prosecuting electoral offenders? Do you think that other prosecuting agencies should start playing a bigger role? 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
How you doing? What's your name, ma'am?
I'm fine. This is by Debbie Collins from Ikorodu.
Talk to me.
This Nigeria issue is just a drama every day. Obedient movement hasn't come out for protest. And these people, they say that they are the winner, the elected one. Why is it that they don't have peace of mind? How is obedient movement, how are they intimidating the judiciary? The Anand Sharma told them to go to court. And they are in court already to file their case because that is where they ask them to go to. So why is it that they are not, the APC are just up and down, they don't have peace, and they cannot jubilate on what they say they got. One thing I know is God will surely take back this country from the hand of the wicked one and give us the masses the peace that we deserve as a citizen of Nigeria. It's not a crime that we are born Nigeria. God will restore the glory of this country back from the hand of the wicked one and the oppressors. Thank you. Have a nice day. I really enjoy your program. God bless you more.
Bless you as well. Thank you so much for enjoying the program. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing? What's your name, sir?
My name is CY.
CY. Welcome. Turn that radio off. Talk to me.
For me, I think...
Turn the radio off, CY.
Okay. All right.
All right. Go ahead.
I think they've not vowed if the so-called obedient... I don't think by their protesting, they violated any law.
They've not protested. But they've not protested.
So the proposed protest, if they didn't violate any law in the Constitution, they have a right. Every citizen of the country has a right to legitimate protest as long as you stay within the law. And again, we should move away from this ideology of... Because if you look at the Americans, they see themselves as one. We should learn to see ourselves as one. I think the issue, what is causing all these things, is that the political class has so dealt with the common man on the street, like the policy, the Naira policy that is going on now. So any little thing they give people, they turn the people against themselves. And again, when you look at the, you're talking about our election. This election is not an improvement on anything.
Okay.
Because any election that violates the electoral act itself, the electoral act, the process should define the outcome. If the process is bad, the outcome too will not be acceptable. That's why you're seeing all these things. There's an electoral act, there's a guideline by INEC, and that was not followed. Fine, somebody has won, and the other persons have gone to court. Let's see what will come out of the whole thing. But for you to tell me that this election, the election the guy had, is far, far better than this, when we are even having a card reader. Now, we just encourage people to go out and vote. It's their civic right. Mm. But what INEC did in the presidential election, I'm telling you, even though if Tinubu wins or anybody wins, as long as you win legitimately, all the rules will follow. Nigerians will be happy and everybody will support. Like me, I don't have a political party.
Mm.
But I just want the right thing to be done.
Mm.
But the right thing, was it done before? No. So this governorship election, let them follow the Electoral Act and the guidelines so that we won't be having all the hula-baloo. INEC is a problem. Government too are creating problems. So, and they are turning the people against themselves. Yoruba, Igbo, Calabar, this, we are all one.
All right. Thanks for calling us. 99.3. Hello. Hello? Is anyone there? All right. 99.3.
Hello, Sandra.
How you doing? What's
good
your
afternoon.
Name, ma'am? Good afternoon.
Okay, I would like to be an anonymous.
That's fine. Sandra. Welcome. Go ahead, please.
Okay.
Hmm.
Okay. They said Iwu is not guilty, should not be afraid of what LP are doing at the moment. Because if they are very sure of themselves that they have no skeleton in their cupboard, they have no reason to be afraid. They've told LP to go to court. So what is their problem? Court is the is the arbitrator of justice. If somebody do anything to you and you are not satisfied with it, you go to court and you settle it amicably. So why are they afraid if their hands are clean? They said if you must go to to
equity.
Justice, you must go with clean hands.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
How you doing? What's your name, sir?
Godman.
Welcome, Godman.
So, you see something?
What?
The Bible says there's no peace for the wicked. If you know you're doing what is right and you're on the right, you shouldn't be bothered about what your opponent wants to do. You understand?
Okay.
And besides, if maybe LP have come out to protest, then they are coming out now, you know, counteract them. Then maybe I would have said, okay. But they've not even come out, and you're coming out to come on, and then you're the one that even annoys me that you're saying this election was free and fair. Even a blind bat can see that this election was the worst we've ever had. It wasn't free and fair. They'll come to really say the truth. Everyone can see it. It's so obvious. Even the world, the international body saw everything that happened. You know, so I just think, you see, and this is what they call these rogues. I call them rogues. You know, so but at the end of the day, I really want LP to come out and protest. They really need to protest because if this is what they are afraid of, let's give them what they are afraid of. Let's not be cowards. So I think that's what it should be done.
All right. Thanks for calling, Godman. We'll take one final call and then I'll bring you our final story. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
This is Rita.
Welcome, Rita. Talk to me.
Sandra, I get some for demo.
What do you mean, this song?
They never see it coming. I'm telling you, Sandra. They never see it coming on the way. In fact, let them continue. PDP will come with their own protest. So the LP will soon go with our own. APC, just ask your own. Oh, yeah, now. Sandra, at first, I know time I said we'll meet at court now. We should go to court.
Mm.
We'll meet there. Whether protest or not protest, let's go there and meet ourselves.
Okay.
There will know who on the mandate at the end of the day. Nobody can be scared, though. It's court. Initially, they'll be spoiling your name. It's now the time. I believe in them. We'll go there and meet.
Okay.
Sandra.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Rita. Well, the PDP has protested. Remember, Atiku Abubakar led a protest of the PDP to the HQ of INEC, and Festus Okoye met them. Now you have Tinubu supporters who have protested in Abuja, telling LP and PDP to stop intimidating the judiciary. It is an interesting story. Now, the Nigeria Railway Commission is going to build flyovers and underpasses at railway crossings in Lagos to avoid future collisions. That's our final story, our third story on today's Big Three. We heard this from the managing director, Fide Tokiria. He said that they have plans to build 11 underpasses and flyovers in Lagos, starting at Oyinbo and Ebute Metta. He said the NRC cannot do all at once because of funding constraints. But I guess the question is, could they have done more by now? I mean, these crossings have been there for years. This is not the first time that we've seen a major collision. But if the NRC had been doing two or three flyovers or underpasses a year, surely they would have finished those 11 by now. I don't know what you think. I don't know as it takes here. Has there been a lack of urgency around this? Did people have to die before this project got the needed urgency and funding? Okiria also said that they've been putting barriers at railway crossings, but that people keep removing them. And I'm really wondering what that's about. I remember Shade called us on the day of that collision, and she said people remove these things. Why are people destroying barriers that are put in place to save lives? How do we stop that from happening? And what do you think about this NRC plan to put flyovers and underpasses at 11 railway crossings in Lagos? Have they been too slow to implement? Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. And yes, you can still talk to me about the prosecution of electoral crimes. Should we rely on INEC prosecutors? Or should other prosecuting agencies lend a hand? 0700-993-993-993. Yes, you can talk about our first two stories. You can talk about all three. You can talk about only one. Up to you. 99.3.
Hello, Sandra. It's Pedebi again.
Welcome.
Thank you. You know, there's one prayer I always pray.
Okay.
That God may not allow us to fall victim of someone error.
Okay.
What will happen? Will not may we not be the example for right thing to be done?
Mm.
The people that is gone now, they've gone. It's now they know what they're supposed to do, that they failed to do before. And Nigeria, especially our government, they don't value lives of the citizen. Until something bad happens before they know the right thing to do, may we not fall error of somebody. May we not fall victim of somebody's error. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. That's a beautiful prayer. 99.3.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
This is Blade from Bagada.
Welcome, Blade. Talk to me.
I just want to comment on the second story.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
You know, when you see APC going to Abuja to shout and protest, you know, there's something people don't know. Let me tell you. Personally, myself, I've been praying and some friends. What is the prayer topic? That obedience should not protest. Believe me.
Okay.
If you understand the people that make up the obedience, that is the Labour Party people, if you understand them, a sound person should be praying that these people should not come out to protest. Because the day they will protest, then it will be the mother of all protests in Africa. It's the truth. So whatever APC is doing, all these they are shenanigans. You won an election and yet your body's in the busy. You won an election and yet you are still not comfortable. You won 30 states. Even nobody... Nobody, no single soul celebrated your victory in yet. Even Buhari, that is the worst president in Africa, people still celebrated him when he won election. Your own one, nobody. Lagos was as mute as burial ground. People should just pray that obedience should not protest. Thank you.
Okay. Well, let's refrain from, describing the president like that. Apologies about that. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you so much.
What's your name, ma'am?
This is Joy.
Joy, welcome. Talk to me.
You know, you say you win. Why are you troubling yourself again? For somebody where they go court. If you know your mind is really free and you really win that election, We knew that 10 people to Abuja to be going to be protesting. You cannot do that now. You will just relax and let the person do whatever he wants to do. But because there is something fishy, that is why. But me now, my heart is bleeding for the youth. Because the way these people are planning for the youth, if they come out to protest, Sandra, oh God, answers. You see the way those people come at that time against those youth. That is what they will do again. But God is on the throne. As we have changed our mind, say we want good leader in this country, it must surely come to pass. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. I will say that, if the natives have protested in Abuja and nothing happened, I don't think if any other group protests, anything will happen. Let's take a look at messages on WhatsApp. This one here is from Grandma Princess. Grandma Princess says, my own assessment is that this election was not free and fair by any standards. All the anomalies that usually characterize Nigerian past elections featured very well in this election, and even more, ranging from snatching of ballot boxes, thugs terrorizing voters at the voting booths, live ammunition, buying of votes, rigging of votes, to the extent that international observers commented on these anomalies. And we're also advising INEC to do the needful to put its house in order. Grandma Princess, thank you very much for your message. Sandra, my name is Tara from Lekki. My take is, right from 1999, INEC has not been trusted. Wait, hold on. Right from 1999, they have not been trusted. But this Mahmood-led INEC is worse. And they've been a great obstacle to prosecution because no one has been sent to prison. So I think that other prosecutors should take it up henceforth. Yes, the policy is okay. Just that some persons hijacked the policy to make it look like, but to make it look bad. But the CBN should release money. Okay, he's talking about the Naira notes then. Sandra, this Saturday, I will vote. So for Tinubu protest, the natives, in quote, are afraid. When you listen to the tone of the man's voice and the words trying to be tribalistic, they are intimidating to the nation. It's expected. But what I know is that in the long run, justice will prevail because we're still praying. From the presidency that says the election has improved, yes, it improved. I think because you wrote that in a hurry. I didn't understand the last statement there. But okay, we've got this message here from Ridwan. Ridwan says, it's quite unfortunate the current situation we find ourselves concerning this Naira policy. I must say that the media really helps in engineering this policy, trying to sell it to us as the best thing to happen to our democracy, and made the people that were against the policy be like the enemy of democracy and only being sentimental because of their candidate. Now see where we are today. Which media? Because if you listen to me, I always had issues with this policy and I shouted it at the top of my voice. Ridwan, thank you very much for your message. We've got this one here from Duncan in Ijagun. Duncan says, that Bat was declared winner of the presidential election has not made him a felon. People should stop this idea of calling into programs on radio stations to vilify him by calling him names. Supporters of the APC are only doing what political parties do, canvassing for public support and sympathy. Duncan in Ijagun with that message. Duncan, thank you for your message. We've got this one here from Tony in Ijebode. Tony says, pro Tinubu started the protest and intimidated INEC. If they can protest to protect their candidate, I don't see anything wrong if obedience protests to demand and protect their candidate. All right. We've got this message here from Thompson Ubonabasi in Isolo. Thompson says, since Tinubu is sure that he won the election freely and fairly, why can't he go and relax? Why is he always trying to move each time Obi or the Labour Party intends to move? Obi wanted to access the materials for election. Tinubu requested for the same. Obi supporters want to protest. Tinubu's protesters have already gone ahead to protest. This is just a game by Tinubu, who wants to ensure that he does everything possible to lift any part of the body Obi is lifting in order to ensure that his victory stands at the end. Well, if not you, Unko. If you think you won something, or if you've been declared the winner of something and someone is saying, no, you didn't win it, you're going to want to protect your declaration, won't you? We've got this message here. The truth is that this is the best election we've ever had since 1999. The only thing wrong with this election is that INEC overpromised and underdelivered. Violence and ballot box snatching have always been part of our elections, but it's even reducing in terms of percentage. I see a lot of positives in this election than previous ones, aside 1993. All right. Thank you for your message. You didn't leave your name, though. Edwin Asukwa says, Garba Shehu can say whatever he wants to. I feel so sad about the situation of things. Okay. Let's take a look at more messages here. Sam Ken John Oga says, Sandra, the spokesman of the natives, hired protesters from Yanya and Mararaba, mentioned the intimidation of the Supreme Court. My question is the case before the Supreme Court? He didn't get the script from those who hired him. Sam Ken. Okay. Thank you for your message. We've got this one here from Paul. In a papa, Paul just saying a prayer for me and for Hard Facts. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate the prayer. We've got this message from Samson in Ikorodu. Samson says, please. Okay. Samson, I'm going to come back to that message eventually. We've got Prince Ramaja who says, the lackadaisical attitude of APC from the beginning of their campaign till this moment is unbelievable. It's been from intimidation to abuse and attack of opponents. That's not what lackadaisical means, but okay. Thank you very much for your message. We've got this message here from Pedro. Pedro is in Wuse Zone 5. Pedro says, President Buhari is not sensitive to the plight of the masses. If not, he would have addressed the entire nation on this biting cashless policy and saved Nigerians from this ongoing untimely death caused by the policy. He's the Minister of Petroleum, and yet it looks as if we don't have anyone spearheading the petroleum industry. All right, Pedro, thanks for your message. We'll take a break. When we come back from this break, I'll come to the phone lines and take a few thoughts. Don't go away.